Rod's Pulse Podcast number 25, Teaching with Blackboard and Podcasting News.
This is Rod's Pulse Podcast, the podcast for faculty and students interested in learning how to use and create podcasts and other e-learning technologies. Welcome back.
How do you like that? A song about not needing an iPod to listen to podcasts. In fact, that was called You Don't Need an iPod by a group called Uncle Seth. I got that from the PodSafe Music Network. I'll play the full song at the end. It's actually a nice sounding song. The vocalist reminds me a bit of Tracy Chapman or Roberta Flack. Anyway, they have some popular songs on the PodSafe Music Network, so check them out. Today what I'd like to do is fill you in on a few bits of news from the Podosphere, and then let you know about a new podcast from Northern Illinois University on teaching with Blackboard. First, some news. First item I have for you is a nice follow-up to our discussion last time about Oppresso Classroom here at Jefferson when I introduced Dr. Tony Frisby and interviewed him. I found out via a news article that Fox School of Business and Management at Temple University is a heavy user of Oppresso Classroom, and that was promoted by David Feeney, who's Fox's Director of Digital Education. Turns out I met David a couple of years ago when we were both on a panel sponsored by Blackboard, and I saw this article in the Pro AV magazine where they interviewed David about their use of Oppresso and what they called a rich media capture system. Temple has quite an impressive usage of this kind of technology now. They have 16 capture classroom set up. They've captured more than, looks like, 200,000 minutes of instruction using Oppresso Classroom since the summer of 2004. It's currently being used in the School of Business, College of Liberal Arts, the School of Podiatric Medicine, the School of Medicine, and a couple other locations within Temple. So, on average, they capture about 9 lectures a day and have become a pioneer, I think, in this technology here in the Philadelphia area. So I'd like to interview Dave at some point and let him tell you himself about their use of Oppresso and how the faculty have accepted its use on campus. The next news item I have for you is the University of California at Berkeley has decided to put videos of their lectures on Google Video. If you haven't seen Google Video, it's quite a nice, typically sparse interface, nicely done by Google, where users can upload their own personal videos. University of California, Berkeley is said last week that it will use Google Video to deliver college courses, including lectures and symposia, free of charge. It's the first university to have its own featured page on Google Video, and I'll have the link in my show notes. And as an initial offering, the university put up a library of more than 250 hours of video for public viewing. Most of it was not previously available online. There are about a half dozen Berkeley courses that will be put up there, and including Physics for Future Presidents, that's interesting, Integrative Biology, and a lot of other topics. It's interesting, Berkeley, of course, is quite in the forefront of this kind of educational technology. I mentioned them in one of my earlier podcasts in that they were one of the first users of iTunes U for putting up podcasts. So now it's interesting that they're using presumably still using Apple iTunes U for their podcast, but now are putting up full videos using Google Video. Next news item I have for you is happening at Kansas State University. They launched what they're calling the world's largest course podcasting initiative. They're converting 6,000 class recordings to podcasts. Now, these are enhanced podcasts for students. They're using Tegrity, which is another provider, third-party provider, that allows you to capture course content and create enhanced podcasts and also link it into Blackboard. So, interesting read. If you're interested in this development, go to my show notes and I'll have a link to the full article. And the last thing that I wanted to bring to your attention today has to do with teaching with Blackboard. In fact, that's the name of a new podcast that's available from Northern Illinois University. Jason Rode is the podcaster, and so far they only have one full episode up there, but they're planning many more. And I thought I'd play his promo for their podcast. They're graciously making this available to anybody. You don't have to be, of course, at that university. So his podcast might be very useful for our faculty who want to take advantage of the features within Blackboard. So give a listen. I'll play his promo and give the link to the full podcast in my show notes.
Welcome to Teaching with Blackboard at NIU, the podcast providing tips, ideas, suggestions, and examples of best practices of teaching with the Blackboard Learning Management System. Welcome to this inaugural episode of Teaching with Blackboard at NIU. I'm Jason Rohde, Assistant Director of the Faculty Development and Instructional Design Center at Northern Illinois University. We look forward to soon offering the first of what we hope to be many episodes in this series, where we'll be discussing the pedagogy of online learning and teaching and share ideas and tips for how faculty can leverage the Blackboard Learning Management System to improve the teaching and learning experiences that they offer for their students. This podcast is a work in progress, and while our target audience will be NIU faculty and staff, and therefore many of our comments will reference NIU-specific issues, we recognize and hope that others in higher education at other institutions will find this podcast to be of benefit. We're currently fleshing out the format for this podcast, and we'll be recording our first episode in the days ahead. If you have suggestions for what you'd like to see included in this podcast, or maybe you just have a question about some aspect of teaching with Blackboard, there are a couple of ways you can get in touch with us. First of all, you can drop us an email at teachingwithblackboard@gmail.com. That's all together, teachingwithblackboard@gmail.com. That's the email address we've set up to use specifically with this podcast. The other way to reach us is by leaving us a voice message at our new listener hotline for this podcast at 206-350-4258. Again, that number for the Teaching with Blackboard listener hotline is 206-350-4258. By calling this number and waiting for the tone, you can leave a voice message with your question, comment, or suggestion about Blackboard, and we'll look forward to responding in a future podcast episode. Well, whether or not you are an NIU faculty member, stop by our faculty Blackboard help site at www.blackboard.niu.edu, where you can find an ever-expanding library of resources related to teaching with Blackboard, including links to the various Blackboard support materials for faculty that we provide. Again, that website address is www.blackboard.niu.edu. Thanks for listening. We look forward to making our next episode available soon.
Now, next week, I'll be going to the EDUCAUSE conference in Dallas for most of the week. I'm taking my podcasting gear with me, so I'm hoping to interview a few people, some of the vendors perhaps that are involved in educational technology, and if all goes well and my network connection is good, I'll post them sometime next week. So Stay tuned for the full song. You don't need an iPod.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you very much for listening. Please don't forget to leave Rod feedback. You can go to www.rodspulsepodcast.com and leave comments on his blog. You can send feedback to his email address, rod@rodspulsepodcast.com. You can also send audio feedback by calling into his comment line at 610-616-2199. Till next time, have a great week.
The preceding audio commentary is the product of the author, Dr. Rodney Merry, and does not represent the official viewpoint of Thomas Jefferson University, or any other institution or company.